Good morning, yowza. Welcome to a Tuesday. So I Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry here, and usually I scour the world every single morning, and I try to find some stories that I think are kind of interesting, and they're usually kind of weird and kind of funny, and I'll go through a couple of those this morning here. I do want to mention, coming up on Thursday, we're going to be at WorkPlay, Tony Curry Radio, very proud to be part of the Fred Foster Celebration of Life. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have drinks, live entertainment from Cashback, and of course, Eric Waters. Doors open at 4:30 at WorkPlay. Bars open at 4:30. Party starts at 4:30. Band starts at 6. It's no cover, so it's free. Come down, have some drinks, have some good laughs. Ed will obviously be there as we remember his wonderful brother, Fred. A lot of people are like, who are these Ed and Fred guys? If you go down there and see Ed, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. If you've ever been to any concert here in Birmingham or anywhere in the Southeast, you've seen Ed and Fred at these shows. They were master guitar strap makers. They make guitar straps for Rolling Stones, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Rod Stewart. They've met all these guys. Fred Foster was just a real angel, and he passed away a couple months ago, so we'll remember his life at WorkPlay on Thursday on the 21st. It's free. Come down and check us out. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, and I'll be down there, of course, to say a couple words of encouragement and a celebration of Fred's life coming up on Thursday at WorkPlay. Interesting couple stories I saw this morning. Oh, by the way, today's Tuesday, so today Adaptive Parish with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Claypo. It's an Adaptive Parish Tuesday. That show runs at noon and 8. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks, brand new show coming up on Thursday. Of course, good friends of Billy F. Gibbons. We have the Damon Johnson Show. We have Mission Minded. We have Dark Side of the Pooch. We have Tony Curry Live. We have the Curry and Claypo Show. We have When in Rome. We got all these great shows. Go to Spotify, and you can go back and listen to all of them on demand. We have hundreds of podcasts. They're killer. They're great. They all run about 25-30 minutes long, but they're super. Check us out on Spotify. Just search Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, that's Curry with a K, on Spotify, and you can see all of our shows. Larry, good morning to you, Larry Powers. A couple of interesting stories I saw this morning for you folks. Would you go see a Van Halen tribute? Not a cover band, but actual members of Van Halen. So David Lee Roth came out late December, early January, and said he was done. He said his doctors told him that the next time he goes on stage, it may be the time it kills him. I didn't know that his health was so precarious. But now we're hearing that a member of Metallica, Joe Satriani, Alex Van Halen, and David Lee Roth have been working behind the scenes over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 months to do some type of tribute concert for Eddie Van Halen. And now it's turned into a potential tour. Would it be something you'd want to go? Funny thing is, Sammy Hagar's name's not in there. And Wolfgang's name's not in there, so I'm not sure I'd want to see the show without either one of those. And David Lee Roth picked one person. He said, really, we're going to have Steve, good morning to you, Steve Ellis. He said, we're really going to have two people at each position in order to pull this thing off. And he thinks that Pink would be the best singer for his parts. Pink. Okay. So we'll keep a close eye on that story. Also, a story out of Ireland. Woman and a dude getting married, which is no big deal. Chantelle Keeley, who's 18, lives in Rathkeel. She's marrying her first cousin. Now, over in the UK, that is not illegal, although a lot of people from a moralistic standpoint would think it's kind of weird. Traditionally, traveler families from the town spend 10 months a year traveling before returning to December for wedding seasons. So this this past December, and this story just came out, they had a big wedding. Chantelle and Jim is just one of the bride's family securing the engagement, paying the groom's family a dowry which ranges between $54,000 and $129,000. What kind of dowry is that? Get me married. It's currently perfectly legal to marry your cousin in the UK and Ireland. However, there's a big matter of contention surrounding the morality. The big killer is she had 7 bridesmaids, and the groom had 73 best men. How in the hell do you have 73 best men at a wedding? I remember my dad was, you know, when you pick your best man, it's not like a Friends episode where you have a difficult time trying to really figure out your best man, because if you had 2 friends that are really, really close, I don't know why you can't have 2 best men. I've never seen it happen, but I don't know why you wouldn't do that. So I picked my dad because my dad was my best man anyway. He was my best friend growing up towards the end of his life, and so he was my best man, so it worked out. But 73 best men? Sounds like the whole damn town got it. Also, in some interesting news, I saw, this is a great story. A parent dressed as the Easter Bunny. First of all, I don't know how many times we have to have big, tall people dressed in an Easter Bunny costume to realize that it scares the living bejeebers out of kids. Kids don't... It's Santa Claus is bad enough, and Santa Claus looks like a real human being. Kids hate the Easter Bunny. They want to think it's a small little rabbit. They don't want to see him. They don't want to smell him. They don't want to touch him. And when you see it, like 6'4", dude, it was at my church at OLV this past week, and my kids were crying, screaming, running. But evidently, a parent dressed as an Easter Bunny caused chaos at a Texas elementary school after accidentally handing out condoms to kids during school pickup time. The prophylactics were mixed along with Easter eggs filled with candy. The prophylactics were not filled with candy. The incident, which occurred at Gullett Elementary School in Austin, was not planned or approved by school officials. That's nice to know. The parent was asked to leave a school premises, but then moved to a public sidewalk and continued to give away eggs. So how is this possible? Meanwhile, the Austin ISD Police Department investigating whether to press charge against the parent. The parent, a pharmacist, who was taking part in a safe sex clinic on Friday while dressed in a bunny suit, ran out of Easter eggs and called her husband to bring more eggs. Instead, he brought more condoms, and the chaos ensued. Obviously, people in carpool were not real happy that their fourth grader was being given condoms along with Easter eggs for Easter. But it makes sense, because if you got rabbits, woo, they get after it, man. There is a reason why rabbits get after it, because they can. And finally, I saw this interesting story here. You like Tucker Carlson? I think I like Tucker Carlson. I like watching Fox because I think their news organization and the way they do news, I think, is interesting to watch. I don't always like everything they've got to say, but I like the fact that they dig their heels in, and I know they try to piss people off. I think Tucker Carlson is funny. I think he's funny as shit, really. I think he's hilarious. Sometimes I know he's saying things just to rile people up, which I think is hilarious, and sometimes I think he actually believes his own bullshit. But he's currently gearing up to release a new series of documentaries called Tucker Carlson Originals. In one of the episodes, and this is perfect for me because I'm 56, and I just went to the urologist last week, and I found out that I have low testosterone. I still have libido. Everything still works south of the border. I'm feeling good, but I'm tired. And I'm like, I'm just super tired. I don't have any energy. Maybe it's because of what I've been going through in my life, whatever. But I'm just tired. And I'm like, maybe I got low testosterone. And I do. I got low testosterone. So this whole thing is called The End of Men. It is set to focus on the total collapse of testosterone levels in American men. Now, a lot of that has to do, doctors will tell you, with your age. Obviously, as you get older, your testosterone goes down. That's why you have all these GNC commercials with the big hurt trying to tell us, you know, that they take these testosterone boosters and the ladies will like it too. Okay, whatever. But when the political commenter suggests that guys tan their private parts as a way to feel more manly, it left some people on the internet bewildered. He shared a preview for the upcoming docuseries last week, which showed a bunch of shirtless men. First of all, dudes don't want to see a bunch of shirtless men. If you're trying to get me to watch, that ain't the way to happen. Participating in bizarre events, including wrestling, milking cows, shooting guns, chopping wood, taking an ice bath, and testicle tanning. He went on to say that despite the fact he called it testicle tanning, it's really something that's called red light therapy. Red light therapy is not about making your body tan, but rather improving the skin's appearance or reducing wrinkles, scars, redness, and acne. This is really interesting because men don't have to do things like milking cows, wrestling each other, and taking ice baths to feel like men. We don't. That's not the whole purpose. If you have a lack of testosterone in your body, it is obviously going to soften you up just a little bit. And maybe you lose a little libido. Maybe you start getting some man boobs. All these different things that happen to men in their late 40s, early 50s, and 60s. And if you're that age, John David Lyons, good morning to you. Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think it's so hilarious that guys are feeling like they get a little soft. Like they don't feel really manly anymore, that they start doing manly things. You know what ends up happening? We end up hurting ourselves. Like today, I'm going to go chop some wood. You know, cutting grass and changing the oil in your lawnmower just isn't enough. Screw the car. Just start with the lawnmower first. But I think it's funny as shit when all these guys are starting to do all these manly things, and then we end up hurting ourselves. Like, we want to start running marathons. Maybe I need to pick up a musical instrument. Maybe I need to go chop some wood. Maybe I should go wrestle my next door neighbor. Or maybe I should tan my nuts. I don't get it. I don't get it. I will tell you this, though. It's very interesting. Because I'm 56, and I got divorced about a year ago. And it's been amazing that it's been a year already. And I'm good. It's all good. But after not being on the dating scene for like the last 19 years, you really don't know what the hell you're getting yourself into. And if you're in my case, Heath Wright, good morning to you. If you're in my case, it's probably the worst time in the history of manhood and of our life to not be on the dating scene for a long period of time, because a lot of crap has happened in the last 20 years, man. I mean, if you got divorced like 10 years ago, you're into the social media thing. I mean, you can catch up a little bit. But if you've been married for like the last 18, 19, 20 years, good luck. I mean, you're back out there and you're like, you know, you used to go to the laundromat, you used to meet a woman at church. You can still do those things, but there are like a million different things. And now I got all my guy friends who are my age going, dude, get on Tinder, get on Match.com. I mean, there's women all over the place. Benny, good morning to you. You can date like a million women in a week. And I'm like, I don't want to date a million women in a week. These older guys just wanting to get a nut, that's fine. You go do your thing. But quite frankly, I don't need any more drama in my life right now. I got this business, Tony Curry Radio, I'm working my ass off on. It's going really well. I got three kids. I got a 10-year-old daughter. So dating to me is like I said, I'm the guy with the dog in the park. I'm not going to chase the dog. I'm going to sit on the bench. And if it sits up on my lap and I start petting it, so be it. That's wonderful. But I'm not looking. I'm not going to be chasing that stuff. But for guys that feel like they got to go out and chop wood, change oil, and do things they've never done before so they can feel more masculine is ridiculous. And tanning your nuts? What are you doing, man? What in the world? Now, I will say this. I went to the urologist last week because when someone does see the merchandise, I want to make sure it looks right. When you've only had one woman see the merchandise for 18, 19 years, I don't know if it looks the way it's supposed to look. I'm assuming I take care of it. I keep the gun polished. I keep it clean. It still shoots fine. Thank you very much. But I wanted to make sure it looked right. Because, I mean, you can't, like, watch a porn movie and go, well, looks just like that. It must be good. So I wanted to make sure there wasn't something that was strange looking, or does my belly look all right? And so I just basically took all my clothes off at Dr. Brian Christine's office at Urology Centers of Alabama and said, look at me. Am I presentable? Do I look okay? Like, the first time I get naked in front of somebody, is she going to laugh and go, what happened? What's that? So I want to make sure that nothing happened to me over the course of my almost 20-year marriage that I wasn't aware of, because I don't think my ex would have told me. I'm her husband. What is she going to say? So anyway, so it's okay to go get checked out once in a while. I think that's probably a good thing. But I'm not going to be chopping wood, and I'm not going to be wrestling, and I sure as hell ain't going to go milking no damn cows. Listen, if you're a real man, you've already done all those things, right? You've done all. You've chopped down a tree. You've changed an outlet in the house. You need to do it. Men need to know how to change the oil in a car. We need to know how to change a tire on the side of the road. We need to take out trash, change light bulbs. We need to be able to cut grass. And we probably wouldn't be a bad idea to be out in the woods for a night by yourself just to make sure you can live. But that's enough to be a man for me right there. And, of course, please your woman. And it probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you go to a urologist first just to make sure you're good. John David said, well, I'm heading to the woods windmill right now. I have See, John David Lyons down there in Delray, Florida, he's a woodworker. I mean, he's the man. Right? So, I mean, he's feeling testosterone. He's like this all day long. He's like, I'm good. I bet you his old lady likes it too, right? All right, so join us again on Thursday at WorkPlay. Bring your testosterone bottles and your masculinity down there. We're going to be throwing back some beverages, and a man's going to be able to hold his drink too, by the way. We're going to be down there celebrating with Cashback. The Magic City Disco Dancers are going to be there, by the way, as well. We're going to have Eric Waters doing some live entertainment. There is absolutely no cover. So just show up at 4:30. Doors open at 4:30. Bar opens at 4:30. We're going to have a big celebration for Fred Foster. It's the first time I'm going to be out in quite some time. I'm looking forward to get out, shake some hands, kiss some babies. And, of course, Ed will be there as well. That's going to be a big celebration. And don't forget to download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's classic rock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's fantastic. You can check all this stuff. We play all the Van Halen. We play all the good stuff. I mentioned yesterday on the show, we only play up-tempo music. Everything we play is up-tempo. It's in your face. It rocks. You're going to love it. So check that out. And also go to Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. Search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K. And listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify. That's also free. I ain't going to charge you for nothing. Check it out. We have over like 150 shows on Spotify. It's fantastic. Have yourself a wonderful and blessed day. Be back again tomorrow morning. Listen up all throughout the day right here on Tony Curry Radio. And I love you.